Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. A mother shot four of her children in Brazoria County this weekend. 31-year-old Oninda Romulus is facing charges of murder and assault with a deadly weapon after shooting all four of her children, killing two and seriously injuring the other two. At a press conference, Brazoria County Sheriff Bo Stallman said the shootings have been hard on everyone.
I want to thank the people of Brazoria County and our surrounding communities. The prayers, the messages and support shown for these children and also for the first responders involved in this mean more to us than what words can express. It is impossible to make sense of a senseless tragedy, but we will do everything we can to seek justice for these children.
The two injured children were life-flighted to a Houston hospital and are in stable condition. Romulus is being held on a $14 million bond. Oil and gas companies are feeling pessimistic about the state of their industry amid economic uncertainty, according to the latest Dallas Fed Energy Survey. As News 88.7's Natalie Weber reports, the survey results come amid a round of layoffs in the oil and gas industry.
Most recently, Exxon confirmed its plans to lay off 2,000 workers in Canada, Asia, and Europe. Skip York is a non-resident fellow for energy and global oil at Rice's Baker Institute. He says drilling crews in areas like West Texas are more likely to face layoffs because of the reduced activity than corporate employees in Houston.
In Houston, the risk is going to be that activity continues to slow and companies, whether they're producing companies or oil field service companies, start to feel the pressure that they have to reduce their costs.
The Dallas Fed survey is conducted quarterly. 139 energy firms responded to the third quarter survey. I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
Governor Abbott is giving his blessing to the deployment of Texas National Guard troops to democratically led states. Abbott posted on social media that he supported the announcement by President Trump to send 400 Texas troops, possibly to Portland or Chicago. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.